You're listening to Operation Self Reset. Everything is learnable. What is going on, you freaking awesome people? Welcome back to Operation Self Reset. My name is Jake Naraki, coming to you live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where each and every week we dive into a different topic in the world of personal development so you can become freaking awesome. That's right. I appreciate you guys for listening in and joining. Of course, if this is your first time listening, well, I appreciate you for joining. Thank you for picking this podcast compared to the other probably 600,000, or even 800,000 other podcasts that are out there. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about learning, teaching, implementing, and of course, understanding that anything that you want in life, anything that you want to try, anything you want to do, anything you want to see, become, all those different types of things is learnable. It truly is. It is truly just a mindset shift of you understanding that you're capable of doing that thing. Now, we'll get into that in just a minute, but before we do, I want to thank today's sponsor. Today's show, Operation Self Reset, is brought to you by Care Of. For 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter promo code RESET to get yourself 25% off. Once again, go to takecareof.com and use the promo code RESET to get 25% off your first order of custom vitamins. You're thinking, what the heck, custom vitamins? We'll get into that in a little bit here. But before we do, let's do what we do best, and that is screaming at the top of our lungs, I'm freaking awesome. It sounds ridiculous because it is. It is absolutely ridiculous. I know. I'm 33 years old. I had to think about that for a second. 33 years old, and it just, you know what? It awakens the body, makes you reconnect of who you truly are. When was the last time you told yourself you're good enough, you're smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you? Now, of course, I took that line from Saturday Night Live. It's a, you know, it's a comedy show here in the United States if you're listening from abroad. But nonetheless, truly, when was the last time that you told yourself that you're pretty darn awesome? Chances are not too much, because we are always criticizing ourselves 110%. Even after we achieve something, we're always criticizing, we could have done it better, I need to keep moving, I got to keep striving, and we barely give ourselves enough credit in today's society. It's about time you do, and this is the time to do it. So if you wouldn't mind joining me by doing the awesome sauce is nothing more than standing in a position of power. If you're sitting, then sit up straight, chest out, shoulder blades back. If you're able, put your arms overhead, put your chin up, close your eyes, envision yourself as this super freaking awesome hero flying through space, and I want you to scream at the top of your lungs, I'm freaking awesome. We do this, number one, to release amazing chemicals out of our body, because we put ourselves in a powerful position. By doing so, does a lot of great things to our body. You don't believe me? Listen to the experts, Amy Cuddy, TED Talk, look it up, it will blow your noggin. And then lastly, we are going to affirm to thyself that we are freaking awesome. So if you wouldn't mind joining me, put those arms overhead, put your fingers out, thumbs up, pinkies out, wave them around, whatever you got to do in the count of three, join me by screaming, I'm freaking awesome. This kills me. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, I'm freaking awesome. Yes. Now, it's always challenging to do this by myself in my office here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I hope that you join me, because it would be very awkward if I just kept doing this every single week by myself. So please join me in doing that. It will make you feel ridiculous, silly, kind of out of it. You kind of question, why are you even listening to this podcast still? But nonetheless, here we go. Here you are. Let's get into today's content. All right. So today we're going to be talking about it's learnable. Now, the one thing that I want to share is that anytime that you see an individual out there in the world, in the universe, because there's going to come a time we're going to start living onto Mars, so the universe is going to come a little bit closer together, we always think to sit back and go, how did they get there? How did they understand the process? What did they do early on to get them from step A to step Z? And we always scratch our noggins. And we love this. That's why there's magazines like Entrepreneur and Inc. magazine, or, you know, celebrity magazines like People, or documentaries, biographies, all different types of things on individuals that are just interesting. And they're interesting not because of the end result. I think that is obviously the curious part right there. Like, how did they get there? But what's interesting is the path, the journey that they embarked on. Now, we can all agree that usually the individuals that are moving on a progression from point A to point Z are going for something. They have this drive. They have this ambition. Now, unfortunately, you can't really learn that. You can't really learn how to have that ambition. I mean, you can understand the things that may trigger it. You may understand the things that may go hand in hand, that may motivate you or to get you a little fired up or to see beyond what you're capable of. But learning the process is a little difficult in that regard. Now, you may be thinking, Jake, that's not true, because you can learn everything. That's the whole point of today's show. It's learnable. Yeah, I guess in a way. So I'm kind of eating my own words here. But I want to talk about the process itself. The reason why we're so obsessed is because we're intrigued, that we're interested in how they got there. And the only way they got there is by just living life, being directed, and along the way, understanding that they don't know something. But then they gather the right tools, the right resources, the right ideas, and of course, the right teachings to allow them to move forward and progress throughout their time. Anybody that has done anything in the world, especially even you, I'm talking to you right now, you have grown as an individual. You have learned how to live. You have learned how to walk, to eat, to read, to breathe by yourself. All these different things that we take for granted on a day-to-day basis, we learn that. We learn that by example. We learn that from others. We read it in books. We sat in front of people and they spoke to us. They taught us different types of things. And needless to say, that anything that you choose to embark on, you can learn. There's absolutely no reason why you are stuck where you are. Let me repeat that. There's absolutely no reason why you need to be stuck where you are. You have the ability to change. It's hard. It's difficult. You may not know where to start, but a lot of reason why people choose not to start is, number one, a procrastination. Number two, they don't have the drive. Number three, they don't know where the heck they're going. And if you figure out where you are going, where you want to go, you will learn the process needed to get you there. Now, for me, for example, I stand in front of you as a fellow podcaster. A podcaster, you know, speaking inside of a microphone inside of my house that's going through my computer, that is going into your eardrums or into your car surround. Now, I was not born with this gift. It was not implanted into me with a chip or anything like that. I learned the process to do this. The reason why I chose to learn this process is because I had a vision of helping you, inspiring you to become better. The same goes with anybody that wants to earn money and get in better shape, have amazing relationships, find joy and happiness, become successful or financially free. Whatever it is learnable. In today's world, there are monumental resources at our fingertips. There is no excuse that you have that is big enough for me to agree with you in regards to you're unable to learn something. There are no barriers to entry. You do not have to even exchange copious amounts of money for the education. There are over a couple hundred free sites with over 18,000 different types of free courses on all different types of subjects. There are blogs that give you the best information ever. It's not a lack of information. It's not a lack of access, because all of us can access it on our phone. We're able to view it on different blogs or services. But there are also ways for us to stay organized in the process of learning. Now, the reason why I say this is because there are truly free companies and free organizations that have delivered content from their business from their mind, from their personality, from their insight to your brain. There are companies like Masterclass, Khan Academy, Allison, YouTube, Lynda, iTunes Cast, courses, MIT Open Course, TED Talks, Lynda Skill Classes, YouTube, social media, blog post, whatever other post and show and course that's out there. It is all free at your fingertips. Now, there are a couple of highlights in there. Number one, I didn't know MIT was able to give out free courses, but they do. Stanford has free courses. A lot of universities give out free courses on an array of different topics. And even if you don't think that is doable, you don't believe the universities for giving free classes, you just start to follow somebody that you enjoy. Somebody you enjoy listening to, watching, reading, whatever. They are giving out free content for you to get better in whatever regard. Now, the reason why a lot of us are not moving in that direction, the reason why a lot of us are not going to sit down and watch a free course on any one of those platforms is because we don't have our priorities straight. We're going to procrastinate. We don't know what we're going to do with it. It's a waste of time. It's not going to get us the exact result. It's going to be hard. We're going to have to learn. We're going to have to sit there. We're going to have to give up time for education. I get that. But there is no reason why you have to stay where you are. Hey guys, sorry for the interruption, but I want to talk about our sponsor for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by Care Of. You're thinking, what the heck is Care Of? Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service made from effective quality ingredients personally tailored to your exact needs. Here are a couple of ideas for you. Number one, even when you're trying to maintain a healthy diet, it can be hard to get all the nutrients your body needs for long-term health. Vitamins can fill in the important gaps your body is missing from your diet or give you an extra boost where you need it. There is an online quiz that is fun and easy to figure out what vitamins and supplements you specifically need. It's simple and only takes a few minutes to get your personalized supplement recommendations. Lastly, your subscription box includes individually wrapped packets of your specific vitamins and supplements for easy grab and go. You'll receive 30-day supplies shipped right to your door, and it costs around 20% less when compared to similar brands at local drug and health food stores. Now, I was able to get a free box of Care Of vitamins. Now, I had to go through the test process. I had to take the quiz and to figure out where I was lacking. The great part is that Care Of quiz, the takecareof.com quiz, if you go there, just check it out. It is awesome. It's easy to use. It's very streamlined. They find holes in your diet. They realize that if you don't drink a lot of milk or dairy products, that your calcium is going to be diminished. That's what happened for me. They made sure that I was going to get calcium included in my packets, along with other vitamins and supplements that personally I didn't really think too hard of. I am personally obsessed with my mitochondria. Mitochondria is basically the cells within the cell that give the cell energy, aka give me the energy. And so I've been really harnessing my vitamins and supplements geared towards that. Care Of allowed me to understand that I need to figure out and to have a more even approach to my health and well-being. And the best part is, literally, each morning I wake up, I grab a little packet of Care Of vitamins, I tear it open, I pour in my hand, and then down the hatch. I can take it on an empty stomach. It doesn't irritate me. I don't get nauseous. I don't get the dizzy, hot spells, all different types of stuff. It is super awesome company. I will be using them well after this month's subscription. I highly recommend, even if you don't think you need vitamins, at least head on over to takecareof.com and take a free quiz just to see what you're lacking, to answer the questions. It's really easy, and literally it takes a couple minutes, maybe 2 minutes at max. But if you are very interested in making sure that you are getting the right nutrition and vitamins for your body, head on over to takecareof.com and enter the promo code RESET. Again, go to takecareof.com and enter the promo code RESET. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you. The whole point for you listening to this podcast somehow, some way, is because you want to become better. How do we become better? You educate yourself. The way you educate yourself can be a means of going to school, getting an education, paying for that, and getting some type of degree at the end of the day. Or you can sit down or stand up and watch something, walk and listen to something that can educate your mind to get you the knowledge needed. Now, focusing back on myself, because this is a one-way conversation and I'm pulling you back into my world, I chose to learn podcasting. Because of that, and I've done a very well job of producing a show that other people have listened to, I am now in the process of teaching others how to do it. In the process of education, in the process of learning, being able to learn anything, there is kind of a three-step process. Number one, you learn the process. Number two, you do whatever that process is. And the third thing, to really solidify it, is now that you go out and you teach it. And the best way to make sure you understand something is to teach it. The reason why I say that is because the individuals that really want to adhere the information, the individuals that want to make sure that the information is truly engulfed or absorbed into their own personal brain, go out into the world and they teach it to other individuals. That is the essence. That is the charbroil on the outside of a delicious steak. It seals in those flavors. And the way you do that is you go out and you teach other people. You may be thinking to yourself, Jake, I've gone to seminars, I've read books, I listen to podcasts, I read blogs, I listen to audiobooks, I hire personal coaches, all different types of things, but for some odd reason, I'm not able to keep that within my mind. I'm not able to adhere it and to implement it into my own personal life. Well, then I challenge you to do a little pivot, and that pivot is to go out and to teach it to somebody else. Not necessarily in a way of getting paid to speak or starting your own YouTube channel or even a podcast, but to go and find somebody that could use some of the information that you have learned and to share it with them, to obviously pay it forward, and in that you get gratitude and all those warm feelings that associate with it. So for the individuals that say on a regular basis, I'm unable to change, I can't do this, you can. It's possible. There's free resources. And if you're not educating yourself in some way every single day, then as Tony Robbins has said, if you're not growing, you're dying. And I don't think that if you're not growing, you're dying, as in like you're physically dying. I think you're doing yourself a disservice. Because what I have realized over the course of the last 5 years of me doing this, I've kind of gone on these different waves. I've ridden the wave of, you know, really wanting to do a live event. I accomplished that. A wave of writing the book and doing a blog and then social media. And now I'm in a position of understanding that what I want to do today, right here, right now, is to create a legacy. A legacy is nothing more than something that will stay around for a very long time. And what kind of things that I can do today to make sure and instill that I will have a legacy even after I'm gone. And it's not going to be social media, because social media is a flash in the pan. It's not even going to be, well, I don't want to say a blog post, because technically what I'm talking to you guys right here is a verbal blog post. It's just in an audio format. So this is going to stick around a long time. I think this medium is a little more attainable than maybe social media, because it's something that you have to distract yourself with. But then also too, obviously making sure that I'm going to complete my book and to write other books, not just to say I did one and I'm done, to make sure I implement books as a part of my lifestyle to make sure that this legacy continues. For me, that is what drives me. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, okay, well, obviously you understand your path, but I don't know where the heck I want to go. The only reason why I gave you that little rant on me and what I plan on doing here for the next couple of years is because I do have a direction. I do have a plan. And of course, at the end, I have this golden nugget, this like glowing light at the end of the tunnel that I'm continuously working towards, aka my legacy. The problem is, the reason why you choose not to learn anything or to do anything or to actually implement anything isn't because of the lack of information or how to get your hands on it. It is truly because you don't have a plan, you don't have a vision, you don't know where the heck you want to go. And so for those individuals, you can learn that. Yes, it sounds ridiculous, but you can learn how to get a vision. You can learn how to get a plan. You can learn how to set goals. You can learn what it takes to get the things or the job done for you to get in alignment of that person, that thing, that feeling that you want to achieve. All of us are achievers. You're listening to this because you know that you want more out of life. The only way to do that is to learn the steps needed for you to gravitate in that direction. If you want to start a business, start a business. You can learn it. If you want to become a better communicator, you can learn that. If you want to learn a better way of writing your cursive lowercase J's, surprisingly, you can learn that. Go on YouTube, go on one of these free courses, and you can do that. This podcast was designed not into a direction of the 15 steps that you need to do to get your life on track. It was more designed into a wake-up call for you to understand that anything that you want is learnable. The last thing that I want to say before I depart and for you to go out into the world and learn something new today is this. Individuals that are very focused on their vision, their path, spend on average around 60% of their time on that objective. The other 40% is doing mundane tasks, day-to-day tasks, things that they have to do just to keep operating, eating, email, connecting, returning phone calls, paying bills, all those things that nobody really likes to do. That's around 40% of your normal day. The 60% can be spent for you moving in that direction. You maybe think to yourself, Jake, that sounds great in reality, maybe for an entrepreneur, but what about for the individual that is working a 9-to-5 job, an individual that is putting in 10, 12 hours a day? Where can that individual find 60% of his time towards that bigger task? It doesn't necessarily need to be 60% of your day. If you are a side hustler, an individual that is working on yourself a part-time, aka after business hours, then you need to find how much free time you have during your normal day. So if you get done at 8 o'clock at night and you go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, you have 2 hours. 60% of those 2 hours should be determined and geared towards whatever it is that you're striving for. The other 40% should be cooking, cleaning, getting organized, paying the bills, opening mail, all those different types of things. The other 60% should be focused, dialed in on the thing that you want, aka learning whatever it is for you to move forward. In today's day and age, entrepreneurship has gone rampant. There are millions and millions of people that are starting new businesses, ideas, getting started in the world of entrepreneurship, not because they feel that their job is at jeopardy, but they feel that there's a calling, or they want to make a couple extra bucks here or there, or they choose to open their eyes and see what else is out there for them. Job security. There's all different reasons why people start the entrepreneurship journey, but those individuals that choose are learning things on a daily basis. You are an entrepreneur of you, and maybe that's what I should call this podcast, Entrepreneur of You. You are rediscovering. You are figuring out the process. You are learning the things needed for you to move forward. And what regard is that? I don't know. You have your own definition of that. And for the individuals that are searching and trying to figure it out, well, you just keep on thinking about it. Keep it top of mind. Visualize it. All those different types of things. It will come into fruition for you. So as the end cap here is a summary, so I'm not taking up too much more of your time so you can go out there and learn something, I want to say this. Everything in the world is learnable. You can learn it. There's no reason why you can't. There's free resources. It's out there. Go and find it. Type it in. Sit your butt in a chair. Pull out a notebook or your tablet and take notes and learn the material. Just like when you're a young lad or a young lady learning your job of what you're doing today. Go out there and learn. And the reason why I'm ending this podcast early is so you can go learn. Is that you can free up a little bit of your time and to go and to learn something that will absolutely make an impact on your day, your week, your month, or your year. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me on today's episode. For you, if you are interested in learning how to podcast, send me a text message. My number is 414-550-4012. Again, it's 414-550-4012. And for the other individuals that are trying to figure out their own personal path, I would love to understand and hear what it is that you're working on and what it is that you can't find the answers to. I would love to help you personally search for that. personally point you in a direction so you can learn what it takes, what is needed for you to become a successful, achievable individual in 2018 and beyond. So with that being said, stay freaking awesome. You're freaking awesome. If you know somebody that needs a little bit of awesomeness, please go out in the world and share this podcast for episode. And lastly, if you want to do something fun for me, please head on over to iTunes and leave a review for Operation Self Reset. It'd be greatly appreciated. The more reviews, the more people that are able to listen to this show. So with that being said, go out there and be freaking awesome. We'll see you next week, Wednesday, for another great episode of Operation Self Reset.